Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. This is Sinner Saved coming at you with the following short evangelistic gospel message, which is sponsored by Preacher Wayne Boyd and the Brethren in Christ at First Baptist Church, located in Almont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, that His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that His everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that His elect saints are greatly encouraged and comforted in these evil and perilous days. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow. For all hands, heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement in so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by His sovereign free grace. That is to say, Almighty God in His unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. Saved by sovereign grace, by the Lord's determination, I was chosen to salvation. What a wondrous proclamation. Saved by sovereign grace, with His blood the Savior bought me. Lovingly the Shepherd sought me, and His Spirit now has taught me. Jesus saves from sin. Member of a holy nation, saved from endless condemnation. By the Spirit's generation, I have life in Him. Lost in sin, the Savior found me, broke the chains of sin that bound me. Oh, what love and grace surround me. I am safe in Him. What a refuge of salvation. Rock, Christ, the rock, is my foundation. This my joyful contemplation, saved forevermore. And that was from Preacher Jim Bird. Salvation is wholly of grace, not only undeserved, but undesired by us, until God is pleased to awaken us to a sense of our need of it. Then we find everything prepared that our wants require or our wishes conceive, yea, that He has done exceedingly beyond what we could either ask or think. Salvation is wholly of the Lord and bears those signatures of infinite wisdom, power, and goodness, which distinguish all His works from the puny imitations of men. It is every way worthy of Himself, a great, a free, a full, a sure salvation. It is great whether we consider the objects, miserable hell-deserving sinners, the end, the restoration of such alienated creatures to His image and favor, to immortal life and happiness, or the means, the incarnation, humiliation, sufferings, and death of His only beloved Son. It is free without exception of persons or cases, without any conditions or qualifications, but such as He Himself performs in them and bestows upon them. That was from Preacher John Newton. Hark! How the gospel trumpet sounds! Christ and free grace therein abounds, free grace to such as sinners be, and if free grace, why not for me? The Savior died, and by His blood brought rebel sinners near to God. He died to set the captives free, and why, my soul, why not for thee? Thus Jesus came the poor to bless, to clothe them with His righteousness. That robe is spotless, full, and free, and why, my soul, why not for thee? Eternal life by Christ is given, and sinful men are raised to heaven. Then sing of grace so rich and free, and say, my soul, why not for thee? Jonah 2:9c. Salvation is of the Lord. Entirely so, from beginning to end. It is God's great salvation in its origination, in its effectuation, in its application, in its consummation. Man contributes nothing to it whatsoever. All the Trinity are concerned and engaged in it. The Father is the author of salvation from sin, Christ the purchaser, the Spirit the conveyor. It is the Father who begets the elect, James 1:17 and 18. Yet they are declared to be the seed of Christ, Isaiah 53:10. While they are born of the Spirit, John 3:6. That was an excerpt from chapter 12 of the book entitled The Satisfaction of Christ by Arthur W. Pink. Highly recommend it, brethren. The Satisfaction of Christ. The gospel is no other than a pure promise, a free declaration of peace and pardon, righteousness, life, and salvation to poor sinners by Jesus Christ. The sum and substance of it is that this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, 1 Timothy 1:15. And that, friends, was an excerpt from John Gill's writing, The Doctrine of Imputed Righteousness Without Works. Romans 5:6, Christ died for the ungodly. God's righteous grace comes to us through the law-honoring, justice-satisfying, sin-atoning work of the Lord Jesus. Here, then, is the very essence of the gospel, the proclamation of God's amazing grace, the declaration of divine bounty, altogether irrespective of human worth or merit. In the great satisfaction of His Son, God has brought near His righteousness. Isaiah 46:13. That was an excerpt from chapter 7 of the book entitled The Doctrine of Justification. Another one from Arthur Pink. Highly recommend it. The miracle announced by the gospel is that God comes to the ungodly with a mercy that is righteous, and in spite of all their depravity and rebellion, enables them through faith on the ground of Christ's righteousness to enter into a new and blessed relation with Himself. Clear Bible truth on God's sovereignty. Possessing infinite intelligence, God can't do other than behave as God. He has one mind and one will. He acts in the wisest and truest possible way. If one's understanding begins with this wicked world, the individual will conclude either God doesn't exist or He isn't sovereign. If one, however, begins with the Scriptures, he will do no other than conclude that Almighty God is sovereign. Purpose. God acts according to His good pleasure, and He hath purposed in Himself. Ephesians 1:9. Job concluded of God in chapter 23, verse 13, He is in one mind, and who can turn Him? God's will is eternal and immutable. It's guided by His holiness and love. It's effectual and conditioned on nothing outside of Himself. Power. Consider this exaltation in 1 Chronicles 29:11 and 12. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Thou reignest over all. In Thine hand is power and might. God never exercises sovereign power except to fulfill His purpose. And He never fails to fulfill His purpose. Man's inability contrasted with God's ability is a persistent theme within the Holy Bible. Providence. In Daniel 4:35, this is recorded of the Almighty. He doeth according to His will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay His hand or say unto Him, What doest thou? What God doeth or does is His providence. It would seem our chaotic culture today would welcome the truth of God's sovereign providence. The disavowal or diminishing of God's sovereignty in premise or practice is the denial of the God of the Bible. Gospel preachers proclaim God's sovereignty in grace, conditioned exclusively on Christ Jesus. Thankfully so. The justice of grace. Grace is amazing, and therefore righteous grace is that the justice of God, which once stood against us as sinners alienated from God, now stands for us as those who have been reconciled to God in Christ Jesus. The words of Augustus Toplady ring true to the Scriptures. Justice cannot twice demand payment at my bleeding surety's hand, and then again at mine. It is the justice of the thrice holy God that stands to guarantee our continued security before the law and throne of God. John tells us that all confessing sinners are cleansed from all sin, and that God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. God's justice demands the forgiveness of all the sins of those for whom Christ died. This is because his death for sin actually put away sin by satisfying all that the justice of God required, which was death. It is Christ that died. Can justice allow any for whom he died to be condemned? Can justice require payment at the hands of the substitute and then require it again at the hands of those he represents? Negative! No, this cannot be. Justice that must demand the death of every soul that sins must also demand the full justification of every soul whose sins are made an end of in the dying of Christ. Justice sees all who are in Christ as Christ himself. Such is the true nature of imputation. All believers are seen by divine justice as being in Christ because they are in Christ. I suppose it could be said that justice is the backbone of grace, giving it strength, applying the full benefits of Christ's work to every object of God's grace. Justice upholds the integrity of God's sovereignty and in grace. He will have mercy to whom he will have mercy, and be gracious to whom he will be gracious. Someone may rise to say, "That's not fair." To which justice immediately replies, "God can do with his own what he will, and if he leaves some men to face the consequences of their sin, he is just in doing so. But he must set free every sinner redeemed by Christ's blood, because I, the Father, have been satisfied and honored." Justice found a sweet satisfaction for my sin in the bloody sacrifice of Christ, but it also guarantees the liberation, blessing, and keeping of my soul because of that blood. Outstanding. God's faithfulness and justice are ever the twin guards that secure forever God's elect. That was from Preacher Gary Shepherd of Sovereign Grace Baptist Church, located in Jacksonville, North Carolina, USA. We must have a righteousness in which Jehovah himself cannot find a flaw, a righteousness which Jehovah cannot mend, a righteousness which neither sin nor Satan can mar. And unless we have on a righteousness of this nature, we can never enter into the blessedness of the world to come. Where then are we to find it? Eternal praises to the matchless mercy of a covenant God. We have it in the blessed person, glorious work, and spotless obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, as it was essential for him to fulfill all righteousness for his people, he loved the Lord his God with all his heart, with all his mind, and with all his strength. He began at the beginning and went through holily, righteously, steadily, every step of the law of God, in all in justice and righteousness. He fulfilled every iota of it and gave it immortal glory and honor. The law could only require the perfect obedience of a perfect man, but he gave it the perfect obedience of the God-man and stamped forever a holy dignity and majesty on it in order to manifest that this glorious righteousness is suited to every sinner's case, to all their needs, and to honor and glorify all the perfections of God. And thus, he has forever perfected them that were sanctified, all those who were set apart for himself. They are perfected forever in his own blessed obedience and spotless righteousness. And this righteousness which God gives shall endure forever. That was from Preacher William Gadsby in the year of our Lord, 1843. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." Also the Master says in Matthew 11:28-30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this planet. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord while he may be found, and seek him while he is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God will awaken his sleeping elect and draw multitudes of men, women, and children around the world to his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, Yehovah Tzidkenu. Bless his name, Baruch Hashem. If you are led of the Lord to contribute funds to sponsor future shortwave radio, world band radio broadcasts, then please go to WWCR.com and get their address to send donations. Please remember to indicate that it's for the storm warning broadcast. I greatly appreciate those of you that have donated. And excuse me, friends. In doing so, you are also propagating God's gospel around the world into the glory of our Lord Jesus. We have a wonderful, glorious future, all because of what Christ has done. Thankfully, he's done it all. If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. The email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. And please indicate what country you are from, how life is like where you are, and I look forward to writing you back. The address, once again, is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. Great is our Lord Jesus, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends. Our mighty and glorious King of Glory is inbound for his afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Maranatha.